Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the phone now and are joined by the number one pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, quarterback Baker Mayfield. And Baker, first of all, congratulations and welcome to the Browns.
Thank you very much.
Is it still a little surreal, or is this something you expected all along, to hear yourself introduced as the number one pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, Baker Mayfield?
Absolutely has not settled in yet. Very surreal. Just an unbelievable feeling with a lot of emotions.
You know your story. You walked on, transferred, basically had to walk on again at Oklahoma. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams, you know, even when you were a kid, did you imagine going Heisman Trophy, number one pick in the NFL draft, and now an opportunity, and I'm sure you know this, coming to Cleveland, a team that has been desperate for a quarterback, desperate for winning, to solidify yourself as an absolute legend? Did you ever think that this is how it would all play out for you?
I could never have dreamed of just a better situation for me. It's been obviously a rough journey with a lot of ups and downs, but a great one. A lot of lessons learned, and so now moving forward, I couldn't think of a better place to start my career than in Cleveland. You know, a place that deserves to win. Fans that are loyal, they love their Cleveland Browns, and so I can't wait to get to Cleveland to be a part of the dog pound.
And Baker, we've actually been deliberating, of course, with the four potential quarterbacks that were likely to be drafted number one overall. And of all of them, just your story, as Nathan talked about, as you just said, some of the things you had to overcome is kind of the situation you find the Cleveland Browns currently. So your story kind of matches theirs. And I think for John Dorsey and this new regime to prioritize you and make him the number one overall pick, it's got to be such a great feeling. And now you guys are on this journey together.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great group to get to start this with. And that's why I'm so thankful for a lot of things, that being one of them, with the group of guys that I get to start this journey with.
Talking with the number one pick in the draft, Baker Mayfield. Baker, you know, one of the things I said when we were kind of going through this, and I read the stories, and we've had Robert Klemko on a bunch of times, I said I felt that you were a Michael Jordan-level competitor, just in the drive that you know, you have to compete, the need to win. Just kind of take us inside your mindset when it comes to a competitive situation. Is this something you're like this only in football? Is this something you're in anything? If you're playing a board game, you're playing horse, you're playing golf, whatever it is that how you are? Are you just wired to compete to the very end?
It's always like that. And for me, I've just always been that way. I just love competing. I love winning. But more importantly, I hate losing yep. in anything and everything. So that's just how I'm always wired. There's some switch that flips in my head when it comes to a competition. When somebody's trying to beat me in anything, it could be checkers, it doesn't matter. It's just how I've been wired.
You know, one of my good friends happens to be the agent for Dede Westbrook, and he said he's never heard a player talk about a teammate with the reverence, respect, and just love that Dede Westbrook has for you. And I've heard the story about how you'd pick him up at 4:30 in the morning, et cetera. What do you think about it, or how would you describe your leadership style that has kind of created the situation where the people who play for you love you and you're able to raise their games?
Well, first off, Dede is one of the best teammates I've ever had. He's a guy that I'd say the same things about him. Just an unbelievable guy. But the reason he says that, I'd say, is just because it starts with the things that people don't see, the fans don't see. It starts with the workouts, the early morning workouts when Coach Schmidt at the time is getting a hold of us, and it's not any fun, but you got to enjoy it together. You got to enjoy the grind, the work. And I always tried to make it my job to get around somebody, put my arm around somebody, and make it enjoyable for them. And then from there, they could see my work ethic and how I approached the game, how I genuinely loved it. To me, it was everything. And so I'd take a bullet for any of my teammates, and Didi was especially one of those guys.
Baker, you've had to compete for every scrap to get where you are. What's it going to be like for you to come into the Cleveland situation, have to compete, as I heard you mention in your prior media obligations, with Tyrod Taylor, but also grow into with the likes of Jarvis Landry and his new big deal? Josh Gordon is also going to be here in the career that has thus far as the Cleveland Browns, and really just grow into a role with great playmakers around you.
It's a great situation. A great group of playmakers, like you just said. And so for me, being able to learn under Tyrod, see things that he's been through and learn from that, and then also to get a chance to be around guys like that make the receiver position look easy. I never want to take that for granted, so I'm looking forward to just getting there.
And Baker, just a follow-up on the Tyrod. Now, the Cleveland Browns, it's very well documented, the quarterback situation, as you've referenced the jersey that you and Tyrod will likely be added to in the very near future. But what can you learn from a guy like Tyrod, who was brought to Cleveland to try to win football games, a lot like yourself, but his ability to cherish the football and not throw it to the other team and not turn it over, a lot like your game's been over the last 2 years?
That's the most important thing to me. That throws all the height, all that, the size, whatever you want to talk about it, out the window. Because if you can take care of the ball, you're putting your team in a great position to win. And that's the thing that he does very, very well. And so looking at that aspect, it's not a coincidence that we're going to be there together.
Not at all. Talking with the number one pick in the draft, Baker Mayfield. All right, I got to ask you about the Favre picture, and I have two questions for you. Number one, where did you get that phone?
My mom did an unbelievable job, along with my brother, at digging up some stuff off Amazon. I don't know how she did it.
I knew it.
Yeah, but the attention to detail by those two and some others that helped along the way, it made it a stressful but very fun process.
Oh, man, the guy in the background with the glasses peeking up is a dead ringer for the original guy in the background with the glasses. I thought that was great.
That is my girlfriend's dad.
That is fantastic. Now, you have to know that in Cleveland, when this came out, the Cavs part of the picture got a lot of attention. And I know that was your high school mascot as well, but was there a little something with
now.
That? Was that a little a dual meaning there?
No, absolutely not. Originally, when the picture was taken, it was just about the Lake Travis Cavaliers. But now, I guess it can be both.
Baker, as you sat on the couch and Roger Goodell opened the draft, at that point right now, like, what was going through your head in regards to where you thought you would end up prior to receiving that call from here in Cleveland?
I'm not one to ever get nervous, but at that moment, I definitely had a lot of butterflies flying around my stomach. So a lot of thoughts, emotions running through my head, being surrounded by a lot of loved ones, family, and friends, and just it was a lot all at once. And so when he said the draft was starting, it just, to me, it was unbelievable. In just moments after that, my journey's going to start.
You're an emotional guy. Did the emotions overtake you in that moment?
When John Dorsey called me, absolutely.
That had to be, what a special moment, a lifelong dream come true. All right, last one. I'm just going to turn the floor over to you. What do you want to say to the fans of the Cleveland Browns? What do you want them to know about Baker Mayfield?
That I am unbelievably excited to come to Cleveland and to start my career there and hopefully end it there as well. Looking to turn this place around. You guys deserve it. And I can't wait to start and get to work to get there and dive into the playbook and start this whole journey together. It's never been just me. We're all in it together, so I can't wait to take it on.
Well, we can't wait to get you here to Berea, get you to the Browns, and see you start on that journey from number one pick to starting quarterback to hopefully Super Bowl champion with the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield, congratulations tonight, and look forward to meeting you in person tomorrow here in Berea.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.